Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can gain the knowledge and wisdom to be able to help greater those that are in need, Father, to understand that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, so that they can get that life straight, Father. Now, Father, I ask you to be with us now throughout the remainder of this study session. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now, we're not going to be having communion this evening because there's several things going on. But I do have some news to share with you, and then even a surprise. Now, you know, I hadn't been on all weekend. I was up 3 nights and 3 days with this sickness. And then one of my members and a very, very good friend called me this morning wanted to send me to the hospital. I told him no. He kept insisting. I kept telling him no. Finally, I told him, I said, I'll tell you what I've done. I have put myself in the Lord's hands. Told him that I'm in His hands. And whatever He wants to do with me, is all right with me. I'd like to stay here and go on with the work that he had me doing and other work that he would have for me, if that's what he has in mind. But if not, and he won't take me home, he can do so. Now, we hung up. My friend was a little disappointed, and I wouldn't let him send me. But you see, the thing one of the things I've learned here lately is that once you tell the Lord something, you've got to be truthful about it, or you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, so I'm sitting there in my comfortable chair in my TV room watching one of the churches that's on TV, and I had a visitor come, and out in the middle of my floor there was a square made, a boxed-in square. I kept looking at that and wondering, what is that all about? And then I seen myself there. He had put my spirit there, and I could see myself in it. So I'm wondering now what is going on. Then I see two little creatures come in. They tried to get into that square and couldn't, so they go by the back side of it and get behind some stuff there in that room. Then there was another bigger figure up there. Oh, he was going to get through. Now he got halfway and got caught. They caught at his waist. Then there was another bigger figure than that one. Woke up and was standing there close to where I was. He couldn't get in either. And the voice spoke to me, told me, said, it's time for them to go. So I called these evil spirits out. And I told them, I said, all you evil spirits and Satan, you've got to leave me and leave my house. And I mean right now, in Jesus' name. You've got to go right now. They started through the house. I sat and watched them leave. Well, I'm sitting there and I'm still seeing this box of me standing in it. Voice spoke to my heart. It told me, said, this is not going to be quick. It's not going to be instant, nor quick. But you are protected until the end of this. Well, of course, I praise the Lord. I'm sitting there praising Him and thanking Him. And this boxed-in square on the left. My spirit was back inside me. You see, God can do a lot of things. Things we don't even really understand. But he told me again, this is going to be a while, but you are protected. Well, my voice loosened up, and that's how I could be here this evening. Because this morning, when my friend called me, I could not no way could I have talked. I couldn't hardly speak at all. He's listening to us on YouTube. If he was on here, he could tell you. He told me a few minutes ago, because he was on here on Blog Talk. He told me, he said, you know, he said, you sound a lot better. All right. I wanted to share that with you. Because you see, when you put your trust in the Lord and really put your trust there in me, he's always there keeping his word. He can't lie. We do the block. Also, he changed my message for this evening and also for tomorrow morning. And then, as far as I know, we'll be getting back in to 1 Corinthians. We're going to be now this evening here in chapter 1 of Galatians. I'll give you a few minutes to get there, because I know that you all are not there. Most of you probably in Corinthians. That's where we was. So he changed it on me. And I don't know why, but he did. He didn't say why. He don't have to. He just wants us what to do that you do that. All right. We're getting here with verse 1 of chapter 1 of Galatians. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. You know, Paul vehemently denies that his apostleship is due to human agents. He is not commissioned an apostle by any group, not of men, nor by any mortal individual, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Unlike the other apostles, Paul received his call from the resurrected, glorified, and exalted Jesus. This special reference to the Lord, resurrection, implicitly confirms Paul's appointment as an apostle. But we know where he met him. He met him on the road to Damascus, going after more of his followers to bring them back, to imprison them, and some of them who have also met with death. That's what he was doing at the time, because he himself was against the Lord. And I know what you're thinking. Well, why would he want him? You see, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knew that Paul would stand just as strong for him as he was standing against him, and would even stand stronger. And actually would do things that the other apostles didn't even want to do. In fact, they gave him a lot of trouble over what the Lord's assignment for him was. Now, verse 2. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. And you know, in verse 4, talking about who gave himself for our sins. And you see, Paul is saying, what we were talking about a little earlier, he has actually gave himself. He gave himself for our sins. Now, he's talking here about the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave himself for our sins. This confirmed the divine desire expressed in verse 3 in view of Jesus sacrificing himself for believers. It is certainly his wish that they may receive grace and peace, that he might deliver us, and more accurately rendered, that he alone might deliver us. The expression, he alone means Jesus rather than anyone else. This strikes the epistle's keynote, for the gospel is an emancipation from a state of spiritual bondage. And the clause also strikes at the Galatians' theological error of trying to rescue themselves by their own effort through the law. And you see, today, our churches are actually in a lot more trouble than what the earlier churches have gotten into, because they had accepted a lot more things than those churches did, and things they should never have even thought about touching, such as homosexuality being okay, just an alternate lifestyle, nothing wrong with it, and a woman's choice for killing her child. It's not her choice. No one actually should be making that choice. Only the Lord. Now, here in verse 5, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. All right. 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you to the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. There be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. You see, already beginning. Pardon me a moment. They're already beginning, except things that will cause them trouble. Now, they're in 6 and 7. He says, you are so soon to move, can be translated, you are so quickly deserted. And the Galatians are in the initial stages of defecting from God to another gospel. The Greek word rendered another is phileon, which means another of a different kind. And the Judaizer's gospel is not the same one Paul preached to the readers in verse 7. The apostle goes on to affirm that their gospel is not another. The Greek word here, translated another, is also, which means another of some kind. So the message of salvation proclaimed by the legalist is vastly different from the true one. And today we have so many churches that are teaching so much that is contrary to the Bible. Yes, they'll use verses out of the Bible, but they pick those verses that they can twist and turn and add to them and take away from them to make them say what they want them to say instead of teaching them saying what they do say. You see, that's what needs to be done. And if our churches don't repent and come together and get back into the Word of God and help us to get the right leadership into our government, we're going to be losing our land and our freedom to preach this gospel. They're doing everything they can do right now against us, and there's nothing being done about it so far. They're after our children. You see, when Hitler wanted to take over Germany, that was the first thing he done. He went after the children and got them. And they're doing now the same thing here, only they're doing actually worse things even, because now, without the parents' consent, they are working with our children to change boys to girls and girls to boys. They're giving them shots and things to do this. And they're not even getting the parents' permission. That's not right, and it's not really legal. But they have made it so, because they took our government off of the Constitution that it was set on. Now, as we go on Paul was letting them know that that was awful quick for them to be accepting things that was not true and going toward another gospel. All right. Now here in 8. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed. You see, we're not supposed to preach any other gospel except this one we're holding in our hand. And we're not to be changing it. And when we do, he says we're cursed. 9. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. 10. For do I now persuade men of God, or do I speak to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. You see, we are to stand and speak boldly this gospel and the word of Almighty God as it speaks, and bring out what it is saying instead of what we would maybe want it to say. Now, they're even making some of it today lie. God don't lie. 11. I certify you, brother, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. And that's what I always was happy with within my ministry. I was not taught it by man or mankind. I did not go to seminary to preach it. What I had in hell, God gave to me. Now, it has taken me many years to grow to where I am today. But God has kept me going. And he's not done with me yet. And I praise him for that. And I thank him for it. Every day and every night. Now, Verse 14. And profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. You see, he knew that he wasn't preaching the traditions and things that they were doing and wanting to keep people under the law. He was teaching them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's letting them know that that's exactly what he wanted to do. 15. For when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I to Jerusalem to them, which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. And then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other than the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. He did get to see him. And he got to see him after he became an apostle. 20. Now the thanks which I write to you, behold, before God I lie not. 21. Afterwards, I came into the region of Syria and Sicily. And was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which preached or persecuted us in time past now reaches the faith which once he destroyed. Now, you see, this is all the things that just keep going up to Paul also. Because they knew what he had done before. They're not forgetting that, and they're using that against him to try and tear down his work of actually getting the truth of God's gospel out. Now, 24, they glorified God in me. Yeah, some of them did. Some of them glorified God in me, but most of them didn't. We have now come to the end of chapter 1 here of Galatians. And we'll be closing with that. As I told you, he has changed our morning service during the morning. God willing, we'll be in Ephesians 3. I will let you know. And now, before we close out with our prayer and all, I will let you know another thing also. You know, we were having trouble calling. I could set it up and everything on my end was working fine, but it wouldn't take no call-ins. Well, they changed the number. And I'm going to give you just a second or two as I speak, and I'll give you the new number for calling. Now, I pray that most of you has gotten something good out of this study this evening. I know I have. All right. The new number to call in on is 515-602-9716. 515-602-9716. All right. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we come to learn your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And for these times, Father, that we can teach and to bring the gospel, Father, to those that don't have it, that's near the Holy Spirit, and to remembrance of a lot of them that have, that they have not been walking with them. To stir up their memory, to bring them to realization that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. And we pray, Father, that they'll come forward and repent to start their life anew. Now, Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace to them. They've got a lot of destruction, a lot of death. And I pray for our Father that we do that. We received you from them. And our Father, they need us. I pray that there'll be more stand with us and stand against those that have come against them. They've done all this horrible things. All this such horrible things. Killing mothers and their children. Taking young babies and young girls, raping them, and then cutting their heads off. Mutilating. Father, they also took a bunch of them, as they called it, as prisoners of war. They're not prisoners of war. They're kidnapped. Prisoners of war would have been soldiers. They would have been taken in combat. These are not soldiers either. It has come to this desert. These are the folk of another religion. They hate the Jews and the Christians. And they said that they were going to kill all Jews and they coming after the Christians. Father, help us to stand with you. Be there for them. Get the help that they need. In this land of ours, Father, there was so much evil. Brought on by our leaders in high places. That has brought all this junk and evil upon this land. Our Father, I pray that they are removed from office and that they are replaced with those that are yours, that love you and love the Lord Jesus, love your church and your people, that this land, that it will work with us to bring this land to repentance for what it has done, and put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, and that being your word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray, Father, that for those that are on my heart, stay humble. Your walk in help. Touch in this night, heart. Being powered in this name, James Taylor. Healing Bobby Johnson. My wife. Sue Branson. Daryl and Debbie. Father. Courtney and Shane. Alex Stone. Father. Keep us all through this night and forth. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again in the morning at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We're back in for your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, God bless all. Have a good one. Oh, listen. I see we've got another caller on here. Caller, would you give us your name?
Samantha Seiler and kids.
Okay, Samantha, I thought you was coming over.
What's that?
I thought you was coming over.
We were going to. We had to feed the kids and everything. We tried the number, the old call-in number, and we got the new one, so we're watching it live and we're on the call-in.
Okay. All right. You all take care and have a great night.
Night,
be
Grandpa.
Back for this morning. All right.